The masculine, on the very core level, is consciousness. It's the nothingness of life. It is pure awareness. Then there's the feminine. The feminine is energy. It is the energy of life. And when you bring those two things together, the nothingness and the energy, you get an incredible life force.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Woman podcast, where we explore what it means to create a truly exquisite life. I'm your host, Amira Alvarez, inviting you to be part of these intimate conversations about feminine ambition, what lies beyond traditional notions of success, and how to answer the question, what's next when you've already achieved so much. Let's dive in.
Welcome to another episode of the Unstoppable Woman podcast. Today, I'm really excited about kicking off a series on the concept of captivating power. Now, captivating power is this well of power that's inside of you. It is innate to all of us, but most people don't have access to it because of a number of things that they're doing, and it's cutting off their life force. It's cutting off the power that is innate inside of them that will allow them to make manifest, create, move mountains in life. What does that mean to you? Well, if you run your own business or you're running someone else's business, you want to make things happen, right? You want outcomes. You want better cash flow. You want the big clients to sign the deal. You want to be on those boards. You want to have the hires that you want. You're wooing that second in command, and you want them to say yes. Whatever the outcomes that you desire in business, I gave you a lot of business examples just now, but also in life, right? You want that lit up relationship. You want to feel hot and sexy in your body. You want to feel delighted with your relationships with your family and friends. Whatever the outcomes are that you want in your life, in your business, accessing the creative power inside, that captivating power, will make it so much easier to actualize them. So we have here on the podcast a series of podcasts that we're doing on just this idea of accessing your captivating power. What is it? How do you access it? What is it for? Why is it important? So stay tuned. This is one of a series that is coming your way.
Hey there. I just want to take a quick moment and ask, what's the thing holding you back from your own success? The hidden shadow or saboteur potentially at play for you? And do you know how to find it? We often have that one thing keeping us from our next level. And it's not always the strategic move. It's often the internal one. I found in my own journey of success in building my exquisite life, it's what I call a core wound or loyalty pack. What's that? I share more at theunstoppablewoman.com, right on the homepage. Find out more at theunstoppablewoman.com. Now, let's get back to our episode.
Our captivating power is this beautiful integration of our masculine essence and our feminine essence. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you will know that I talk a lot about these two aspects of ourselves. All humans have a masculine essence and a feminine essence inside of them. We all have the masculine and the feminine. It's not that men only have the masculine or women only have the feminine. In fact, it can come in a lot of different ways, where you could be a man with a lot of feminine essence and you could be a woman with a lot of masculine essence. Now, first, let's talk about what the masculine essence is and what the feminine essence is. The masculine, on the very, very core level, is consciousness. It's the nothingness of life. It is pure awareness. It is the void, if you will. And that is a beautiful place to be. If you've ever done meditation for a while and you've slipped into the void, it is an amazing experience. Then there's the feminine. The feminine is energy. It is the energy of life. And when you bring those two things together, the nothingness and the energy, you get an incredible life force. And let's go back to the masculine for a moment. The masculine is pure awareness. Therefore, it is aware of time and space. It is aware of the structures and the order of life. The feminine is the energy that moves through those structures. Okay. It's the energy that receives and the energy that it gives. Okay. It's movement. Energy moves. Okay. Versus awareness is stillness. It is structure. That would be a great way of looking at the masculine and the feminine. You could also, I heard it described once as a waterfall. The boulders, the rocks of the waterfall are the masculine. They're the structure. And the water that flows over the waterfall through it is the feminine. Now, without the structure, the feminine would be a flat lake, right? It would be a pond with no movement, okay? Without the feminine, the waterfall would be dry. It would just be the rocks, the structure, okay? There would be no flow there. We need both. And then what gets to happen when you bring both together? Well, have you ever seen Niagara Falls or a really massive waterfall or a man-made dam where the water is like churning through it? Well, it's churning through it like that to create energy, okay? It's to create much more life force, okay? Creative energy. So take that. And now let's talk about the law of gender. The law of gender says that we need the masculine and the feminine to come together to create life. Okay, think of this as the sperm and the egg are required to come together to produce a child. We cannot produce a child without the sperm and the egg coming together. Biologically impossible. We need both. But when the two come together, we create life. This is the same thing with your essence. You need the masculine essence and you need the feminine essence inside of you to come together to create life, okay? Life in the terms that we're talking about for you is not little baby yous, it's ideas, okay? It's the outcomes in your business, okay? It's the outcomes in your life. These are the things that you are creating. And in order to do that with more ease, you need to have access to both your masculine and your feminine, okay? In more or less equal proportion, okay? And they give birth to the outcomes. Additionally, and now we're going to go into a little bit of metaphysics, and maybe we'll tap into this later in the series. In fact, I'll make a note to do so. When we tap into this captivating power, this coming together of the masculine and the feminine, you have access to the energy that creates worlds. This is going into the quantum. This is going into quantum physics. This is going into the order of the universe. This is how you tap in. This is one of the ways that you tap in. When you have access to this innate power that is within you, and you know how to cultivate it and call it out and live it. Okay. So those are three different things. Let's talk about all three of those. Cultivating it. You need to know how to bring it alive in yourself. Okay. You need to know how to call it out of yourself. So to express it. And then you need to have a lived experience of it. You have to live it on the daily, when you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, when you're running your business, when you're talking to your lover, when you're talking to your children, when you're talking to a potential client, when you're talking to your team. All of that, you need to know how to access it, not just separately when you're cultivating it, but when you're in your lived experience of being in life, okay? And when you do that, the whole power of the universe is behind you and makes manifest what you want, okay? Without you pushing, struggling, efforting in the way that most people are typically used to doing.
Hey, Amira here. Want to know more about what keeps uber successful women from achieving everything they want in life? Find out more at theunstoppablewoman.com. Now let's get back to the episode.
So let's talk about that. Most of us were brought up, I'm not saying everyone, but most of us were brought up, especially those of us who love business, who are entrepreneurs, who love growing a business, who love being the CEO of businesses, who love being the chief operating officer of businesses, who are like, I love the game of business. Okay. We were often taught to have a very strong masculine essence. And we've learned to cultivate that and give that primacy in our lives, in our work, in our careers. And that looks like the incredible ability to focus, okay? Even if you're an entrepreneur or running a business and doing 1,001 things, right? You're tracking a bunch of different things. And there is the biology of having a female brain. They've done studies on the male brain and the female brain, and there are different pathways that are actually activated in the male brain and the female brain. And the female brain is a much more of a matrix and network because we think in that way versus the male brain is much more linear, okay? But we have cultivated the ability to focus even if you think you've got ADHD, okay? I promise you, you have cultivated your ability to focus. You wouldn't have gotten to the place you are without that ability to go deep and focus on an end result that you want. And that focus is a very masculine trait, not masculine as in male, but masculine as masculine essence. Okay. Discipline, willpower. These are the masculine sides of work. And most of us, because of the way our society is, we are taught to think and behave that way. Think about how you got through school. You studied for the test. In order to do that, you had to focus in a particular way. You had to be disciplined in a particular way. You had to have willpower in a particular way. If you were terrible at school, but you excelled later in life, you found some sort of passion that you were willing to be disciplined and focused about. Okay, so that's masculine. And that's generally required. And for the outcomes that we wanted, and we got kudos for getting things done. When you're a kid, you get an allowance, and you get an allowance for doing things, right? Doing the laundry, making your bed every day, washing the car, mowing the lawn, whatever it was, right? You got an allowance for doing things. You got a hooray for getting an A on the test or for tying your shoe. And we got kudos for getting things done. We didn't often get kudos for just being us. We didn't get kudos necessarily for coming up with a beautiful daydream, okay? Or playing with our imaginary friends, okay? We got, oh good, she's occupied, but we didn't get, you're the most magnificent person in the whole wide world, kudos for you, great. So just think about that. We got really well trained to be able to get things done. So there are a lot of examples of this. The main point that I want you to take away from this is that we were trained to emphasize our doingness, okay? Our ability to bring a task to completion. And that has been extremely helpful in life. We're not going to throw the baby out with bathwater by any means. I love my ability to think of something and hold it in my mind and focus on it and get it done. And the success that brings to me feels yummy and delicious. Okay, so we're not going to throw that out by any means. But in our experience of creating through our will, through our discipline, through our focus, our doing, we think that that is the fastest path, the most powerful path to actualizing our outcomes. When in fact, it's only the path that we are well schooled at. When we tap into our ability to enliven our feminine and enliven our masculine concurrently, when we tap into both together, we tap into a power that created worlds, okay? That is a power so much more powerful than what we can do with our hand tied behind our back only accessing life through our masculine. Although it is very useful and it is how the rest of the world thinks and behaves and goes about creating, actualizing things, and they don't recognize the power necessarily of accessing your feminine, it is very important. So accessing your feminine means accessing your ability to hold faith, right? Your ability to, in that moment where there's a lot of risk in front of you, maybe there's a potential deal that's in the balance, and you need to step into faith and trust and knowingness in that moment and not panic and just allow that energy to move, you're able to do that. That patience in receiving, that opening to receiving, that allowing, that trust in the universe, that's all the feminine, okay? That is all that part of you that is open to receiving, that doesn't have to push to make something happen. Now, what's beautiful is when you know when you need to have that masculine assertion and when you need to step into allowing and receiving and attracting. So when these two things come together, you have an extraordinary amount of power. We're going to call that your captivating power. Let's put this all together. When you operate, meaning when you run your business, when you live your life from a place of captivating power, things are so much easier because you are not just playing with half the toolkit that you have. You're playing with an integrated toolkit. And when that integrated toolkit, when the masculine and the feminine come together, it's not just one plus one equals two. It's one plus one equals 653 million trillion. And that sounds like an exaggeration, but it's not. Because when you're able to tap into this power, you're actually able to tap into the quantum. You're able to tap into the order of the universe. You're able to tap into all that is this universal organizing power that is beyond our limited power as a human being, but it's access to a much bigger power. Now, this is a little woo. I get it if you guys are rolling your eyes here, but most of you will actually have had some sort of experience in your life where, unbeknownst to you, maybe you haven't languaged it this way, you were tapped in and things just like almost magically worked for you. Like you couldn't have thought of it working out this way if you had planned it. It was such a surprise way for something to come to you. That's the universe, the quantum, this organizing energy, this intelligent life force, organizing life to provide you with the outcomes that you desire. But that only happens when you understand how to use yourself and tap into this power that you have. We're going to talk about this organizing principle in a lot more detail later in this series. But for now, I just want you to know that it exists. And when you're able to really access your own power internally, you're able to access the power of this big organizing principle. And this is a type of captivation right there from the beginning. When you're able to access your power, it captivates the universe. It's like you have sprayed yourself with perfume and you're walking through life and all the heads are turning and the universe is like, oh, I want to pay attention to her. That's where I want to focus. Oh, I'm going to come after that because it's delightful. It's seductive. It's beautiful. It's captivating. And that's one of the reasons I call this captivating power. Not only do you captivate the power of the universe, which is really the most important, but you have to captivate your own self, right? Your own power. If you're rushing from task to task to task, if you got your to-do list, you're crossing it off, and you're like thinking, oh no, you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, I got so much to do. And you're in this like hamster wheel kind of feeling of like, oh, I just need to get this done. That's a scarcity feeling. Okay. You're disconnected from yourself. You're not captivating yourself whatsoever. You are in fact dismissing yourself. So we have to first captivate ourselves. Okay. And there's many ways to do this. We're going to dive into that in this series. And then you want to be able to captivate other people. Like, you want to be the light in the room that all the people are like, oh, look at that. That's amazing. And they gravitate towards. And then you want to captivate the power of the universe. And when you can do all three of those things, you've really mastered this power that is innate within you. You've mastered cultivating it, expressing it, and really owning it. One of the things that we're doing as part of this Captivating Power series is we're going to give you a few different ways to go deeper into this material. And for today, we have several journal prompts. These are quite deep, and I would highly recommend that you download them. To do that, you need to go to theunstoppablewoman.com/captivating. And when you register for this, you'll get the journal prompts to go with this particular podcast, but you'll also receive the journal prompts or the meditations that we're doing, the different exercises that we're giving you as part of the ongoing Captivating Power podcast series. So please go ahead and do that now. I'm very excited to be providing those for you. So that's the first podcast in our series on Captivating Power. Please stay tuned for all of the podcasts that we have on this. We're really diving deep into this teaching material because I just find it's one of the things that I have used to really create a business that is not just a multi-million dollar business, but something that really delights me, lights me up. It's what has allowed me to, quite frankly, manifest, if you will, that, and when I say manifest, I mean create in ways that seem more powerful and easier than if I did it through that sort of push drive kind of only the masculine way of creating. All the things that are really quite amazing and delicious and delightful in my life, like the love of my life and ease and flow and spaciousness and all of that. So stay tuned. We got a lot. This is a lot that I'm birthing, if you will, and sharing with you in this series. And just as a reminder, please download the various worksheets and exercises and meditations that we are producing that go along with this podcast. And you can do that for this episode. We have some really, really good journal prompts for you to think through. Even if you don't like to write, you can be thinking it through as you're washing dishes or walking the dog or working out in the gym or getting dressed in the morning. These are revelatory. So you can download those at theunstoppablewoman.com/captivating. Okay, see you in the next episode. Stay tuned for that. Take care. Have an amazing day and continue to live exquisitely.
Most ambitious women I work with already have good lives, possibly even great. But there's often this one area that is fine as is, but not yet exquisite. And yet, when we unlock that one area, they access a whole new level. I want to personally invite you to book a complimentary call with me and discover what that unlock could do for you. These calls are for women who have done at least $1 million or more in their business or executive career and are ready for an exquisite life inside and out. You can book our conversation at theunstoppablewoman.com/connect.